Alternatively, you could take a position about the text with regard to the framing questions. You may, for example, demonstrate that the texts approach the framing questions from different viewpoints. Or, you may argue that one text gives a much more compelling answer to the framing question than the others. In reading the three assigned texts, for instance, you may notice that all three authors embrace a form of patriotism that includes democratic values such as tolerance and dialogue, but that Kahn and Middaugh see a more explicit role for schools in promoting this vision of patriotism. You might prioritize this argument and argue that patriotic education needs to include explicit teaching of these democratic values. By using the same text evaluation strategies that we discussed with regard to single texts to put texts in dialogue, you integrate your interpretation of the texts with relevant outside knowledge and experience, enabling you to construct a convincing argument drawing upon multiple sources. In the next section, we will demonstrate how to use these arguments in the writing of an analytic thesis statement that will guide the structure of your paper.